Hey, and welcome back as we continue to reclaim 2020. Now, no matter how much a person's achieved, we all struggle with the occasional temptation of feeling inferior and doubting ourselves. We all wrestle with the temptation to compare ourselves to others in life, and at times it seems like the problem is only getting worse. In the age of social media, comparing ourselves to others has never been easier. All we need to do is log on to social media and see what our friends and former colleagues are now up to, how their careers are progressing compared to ours. And we start asking ourselves, are we successful? Is our career on the same trajectory? Are we attending the same conferences? Have we achieved similar qualifications? The tendency to compare ourselves to others is as human as any other emotion. And certainly, I know I'm not alone in my experience. But it's a decision that only steals joy from our lives, and it's a habit with numerous shortcomings. Comparisons are always unfair. We typically compare the worst we know of ourselves to the best we presume about others. Comparisons by definition require metrics, but only a fool believes everything can be good, can be counted or measured. Comparisons rob us of precious time because we get 86,400 seconds each day, and using even one to compare yourself to your accomplishments to another is 1 second too many. You are too unique to compare fairly. Your gifts and talents, successes and contributions and value are entirely unique to you and your purpose in this world. They can never be properly compared to anyone else. And you have nothing to gain but much to lose. For example, your pride, your dignity, your drive, your passion, and your goals. There's no end to the possible number of comparisons. The habit can be overcome, however, by attaining success. There will always be something or someone else to focus on. Comparison puts focus on the wrong person. You can control one life, yours. But when we constantly compare ourselves to others, we're wasting precious energy focusing on other people's lives rather than our own. Comparisons often result in resentment, and resentment towards others and towards ourselves. Comparisons deprive us of joy. They add no value, meaning, or fulfillment to our lives. They only distract from it. And indeed, the negative effects of comparisons are wide and far reaching. But there are positive effects of comparison. It can generate a feeling and belief that something greater and more rewarding is possible for you because you see it in someone else. We have a clearer pathway to success because you have a role model who is 10 steps ahead of you doing what you long to do and giving you the blueprint for getting there. There's more positive growth in you because you're witnessing somebody else's expansion, and that reminds you that you have what it takes to achieve that same outcome or accomplishments or something greater. So comparison can be the proverbial double-edged sword. On one side, it can be a motivator for us to do better, or it can have a detrimental effect in that we can be enveloped in a wave of self-doubt that makes us want to erase our plans. After all, if we're not as good as everyone else, why should you bother? In truth, comparisonitis can play a big part in why some of us struggle with stepping into our power. How do I know? Because I was guilty of falling into that same trap throughout my own career. So the question is, how do you stop constantly comparing yourself to others? Now, I can help you here because I have some useful tips that have worked really well for me. First, I'd say be aware of its ill effects. Take no notice of the harmful effects comparing yourself to others have on your life. Intentionally move it from the inside out to free yourself from the damage that that mindset can have on you. See your own successes. Whether you're a writer, musician, landscaper, mother, or student, you have a unique perspective backed by unique experiences and unique gifts. You have the capacity to love, serve, and contribute. You have everything you need to accomplish good in your little section of the world. And with that opportunity squarely in front of you, you become intimately aware of your past successes and find motivation in them to pursue more. Compete less and appreciate more. Now, there be times, there may be times when competition is appropriate, but life is not one of them. We've all been thrown together at this exact moment on this exact planet. And the sooner we stop competing against each other to win, the faster we can start working together to figure it out. The first and most important step in overcoming the habit of competition is to routinely appreciate and compliment the contribution of others. Practice gratitude. Gratitude always forces us to recognize the good things we already have in the world. And remind yourself that nobody is perfect. While focusing on the negatives is rarely as helpful as focusing on the positive, there is important space to be found remembering that nobody is perfect and nobody is living a painless life. Triumph requires an obstacle to be overcome, and everybody, believe me, everybody's suffering through their own, whether you're close enough to know it or not. Compare yourself with yourself. We ought to strive to be the best possible versions of ourselves, not only for our own selves, but for the benefit and contribution we can offer to others. Work hard to take care of yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Commit to growing a little bit each day and learn to celebrate the little advancements, those little steps you are making without comparing them to others. The best thing to do is focus on being better than you were yesterday. And lastly, stop comparing yourself to everyone else's highlight reels.